Well, good Tuesday morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. How's everybody doing on a Tuesday? Hope you guys are doing well. We have been really dealing with some heavy rain out here at Face Studio One. It's kind of affecting my throat a little bit with the allergies. I'm sure it's not just me. I'm sure it's all you guys here in Fort Worth, Texas. I literally went through some heavy-duty storms just to get out here at Face Studio One this morning. But welcome, and again, happy Tuesday morning, breaking through on the week. Hope you guys had a great time at church on Sunday, or whatever you might have done with your families and everything. Got a great coffee talk with CA today here. We're going to be talking about here in just a bit. I want to always remind you that I always have my prayer lines open for you. Best way to reach us, when I say prayer lines, is you can always email us up here at the studio anytime, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Now, if you go to our Facebook page and like us on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, check the like button. We do a lot of our live cast on there, and we also have a button you can click on that says Contact Me. That will get you direct link to contact me directly, or you can even text me. In your prayer request, you can go unspoken. Just give me your name, your state. A lot of people are still asking me, how do we find you? There's several ways. Let me kind of go over that real quickly with you guys. The best way you can reach me is if you have an Apple phone. Let's just start off with the basic phones here. Apple phone. There is a purple button up on the top of your icon, unless you kind of moved it around, and that's okay. It says podcast. Tap on that. Type in the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, okay? It's going to come up with the old coffee bean logo that we had. Still haven't had time to change that yet. What I want you to do is tap on that and then check or tap on subscribe, and that's subscribe for free. Everything's always free. F-R-E-E, okay, free. Now, if you have an Android phone, download the new app that's been out for a few months. It's called Google Podcast. Again, Google Podcast. And you'll download that, do the same thing, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and then what you want to do is just subscribe for free on that as well. Also, we're syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, USO Radio Network for our military troops out there. We're all over the map. Or just simply search on Google, or tell Google, hey, I need the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. It'll bring us up with our latest episodes, guys. Of course, there's anything we can do, me or my ministry team. We do have a ministry team, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast ministry team on iHeartRadio. We are here for you. Okay, getting all that set aside, today is just going to be a rainy week out here in Fort Worth, Texas. I don't know what, you know, for Fort Worth and Dallas, basically. So I don't know exactly how your states are doing, wherever you guys may be all across the world. But we are getting some flooding in some of our areas, and they're saying anywhere from 4 to 6 inches. That is a lot. Get the paddle boats ready. Okay, today is May the 18th, 2021. On Coffee Talk today, we're going to talk about what is the difference between joy and happiness. Well, happiness, friends, is merely external, fleeting, and it is only unachievable on earth. Now, joy, on the other hand, is an eternal selfishness, sacrificial, and a spiritual connection with God. We need joy in our lives just as we need the Father and Jesus in our lives. You see, joy and happiness are two different emotions that are somewhat similar, but actually very different if you think about it. Joy is the attribute to something very consistent and internal, while happiness tends to trigger externally. A lot of people have asked, happiness, is it external and joy is eternal, right, CA? Yes. One of the very obvious difference between happiness and joy is that happiness tends to be achieved externally, while joy is something achieved internally. For example, this is an example. We can feel happy when we receive something like a gift or achieve something like awards or honors. I know a lot of you guys, and we all have in our past, either received gifts or we received awards, you know. Think about back in high school and college and junior high, or even in your elementary years. You know, maybe you just achieved something. But anyway, that was like awards, and it made you feel good. But those things are external and belong to the surface of our lives. If you think about it, it is not something deeper, but rather superficial. Joy, let's flip it back to joy now. Joy, on the other hand, is something deeper. It is something we feel eternally and in our lives as human beings. For example, when we feel great joy, when we worship God the Father, and we feel great joy when we remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ dying on the cross to save us from our sins. You see, joy is something to do with our inner nature rather than our outer nature of our human character. In fact, if you go back to Scripture, guys, in the book of John chapter 15 and verse 11, Scripture reminds us, says, "We are reminded by this, I have told you this, so my joy may be in you, and that joy may be complete." So let's talk a little bit briefly about happiness. Happiness is bliss, and joy is selfless. Another major difference between the two is that happiness and joy is that happiness is merely a bliss, while joy is something selfless. When you're experiencing something blissful, it means it is immoral or something that can end in an instant. Happiness, therefore, is something that can end once it is felt, and it does not sustain. For example, when you feel very happy because someone you like finally said that they like you back, this kind of feeling is fleeting, and therefore it's just happiness. On the other hand, joy is something more selfless, which means that you have joy, but when it is not a moral personal gain. When you feel emotion thinking about how Jesus Christ died to save us, then it is joy. When you feel emotion, when you feel loved, one finally receives Christ, then it's joy. Now, when you feel emotion, when you feel loved, one is by experiencing joy like giving birth. And for instance, that's going out kind of like to the women, how they give birth to children, you know. Joy is not only for yourself, but for others. You know, if you go back in biblical terms in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and verse 12, we are reminded in Scripture, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer, the perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and right now and always, he is set down on the right-hand side of the throne of God. So let's kind of flip it a little bit, and let's talk a little bit about happiness is pleasure and joy is sacrifice. There is a difference. Another difference between joy and happiness is that happiness can be something related to pleasure, while joy is more of a sacrifice. Now, there are many types of pleasure in the world that can make a person happy. For example, pleasures of the flesh, as written in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 19. The acts of flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. There are differences of these things that can make a person happy due to pleasure, which is not purely good, but purely flesh. If you go back on that, Paul's letter to the Galatians emphasizes that we should not mistake these kinds of things that make us happy. Rather, focus on things that gives us great joy. Joy, on the other hand, is a sacrifice when you think of others rather than yourself. It means that you have joy in your heart. And joy does not think of pleasure, rather what is right and moral in the eyes of God. Just always remember that. So let's flip it back here to where happiness is achievable on earth and joy is a more spiritual connection with God. Now, what are you talking about, CA? Fixing to explain it. There is a difference, another difference between happiness and joy, is that happiness is not only achievable on earth, while joy is spiritual and only achievable through the love of Christ. If you go in the book of Galatians again and read chapter 5, verse 22, Paul writes, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Therefore, joy is a spiritual fruit that is not given to us by the Spirit. Joy is not only attained here on earth, but is also something that we can connect with God because it is given to us by the Spirit. Happiness, let's flip it back to happiness. Happiness, on the other hand, is something achievable only here on earth. Worldly things, concepts, emotions are achieved on earth and it stops here. For example, when you finally learn how to drive a car. Now, see, I'm working on that with my daughter right now. I've already got my son graduated, but due to COVID times, now we're in post-COVID times. Finally able to get her working on that again. We had a long delay. Well, for my daughter Beth, it makes her happy that Dad's teaching her to drive. As we get closer and closer for her to get her license, we got all that kind of actually scheduled up. Okay, that's making her happy. Example, at least for me. Or you're finally able to bake that chocolate cake. Now, men, let me just stop there. How many of you guys bake chocolate cakes? Well, I got to be honest with you. I can't bake any kind of a dessert now. Oh, I see. Yeah, you can't do that. No. I'm not a great dessert baker, but I do like some sweets if I watch my sugar level. But yeah, chocolate cake is pretty nice. I got to be honest and tell you guys, I used to not like chocolate cake. But, you know, you grow to like it. It's kind of like I didn't like coleslaw or cabbage growing up. But then I grew to like it as I got older. Older, younger, I should say. These things are in the world by the nature and they are achieved on earth. But they are also superficial. Just remember that. Now let's flip back to joy. Joy is a part of our conquest for eternal life because it is not given to us by the Father through the Holy Spirit. It is not only on earth, but in the heavens above. In fact, if you go back to Scripture in the book of John, chapter 10, verses 28 to 29, we are reminded by this, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. Now let's flip in the difference of happiness is not necessarily good, but joy is purely good. And I'm going to give you a difference between that. Another difference between the happiness and the joy, guys, is that happiness can both be good and bad. When joy is not only good because it comes from God, for example, we can have happiness like a two-edged or double-edged sword. You've heard that talk before, haven't you? If you haven't, I'm sure you will in your lifetime. For instance, you get in a car accident because you were drunk or you were having too much alcohol with someone you truly love. You were so happy while drinking when the person that made you happy, but then it turned out bad because you were in a car accident. That's happened to a lot of folks. You know, they say, come, they really stress, don't drink and drive, those of y'all that do drink. Joy, on the other hand, is purely good. Let us go back to the scenario when you finally meet someone like the love of your life. It is, if you have joy, you will surely be conscious of your actions and not end up drinking too much if you do drink. Rather than sacrificing a fleeting bliss by not drinking too much and instead enjoying the moment with your loved one. This is joy because it means your thought about the purely good just as Jesus thought of us. He promised us what? Eternal life and joy with Him. So, CA, what does this all mean in closing on coffee talk? Well, it just simply means, and I'm just going to tell you, many people tend to have difficulty differentiating between happiness and joy. Now you got something to share at the water cooler today at work or share with your family or share with other people. And they do have difficulty between the happiness from joy. But I want you to remember and tell them this. However, it is actually very simple that happiness is merely external, fleeting, and can sometimes only be for pleasure, and it's only achievable on earth. Just remember that, and sometimes it can sometimes not necessarily be good. Joy, remember, joy on the other hand is eternal, selfless, I should say, sacrificial, and spiritual connection with God. And it is purely good. We need joy in our lives just as we need the Father and Jesus in our lives. That is why we obtain joy. We must receive Christ and follow Him and follow His teaching. And I will tell you, in closing on Coffee Talk, I got another song I'm going to play for you guys. I hope that helped you. I had a listener ask me, hey, can you tell me the difference between happiness and joy? It was an honor to do that. You know, I remember, and I just want to reflect back real quick before I play the song. At a Baptist church, and I mentioned Baptist church a lot. And I'm dating it way back in the 70s and maybe even more. You don't hear too much of it. There's a hymnal out. Says, I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Now, I'm talking, even if you were younger, you heard a lot of this back in the day when you were in children's church. If you guys went to children's church, the children's church director would be saying, okay, we're going to sing this song. I got the joy, joy, joy. Let me ask you something. And remember this. The happiness is the earthly things. That's just plain and simple. And it's good to be happy. You should be happy. God wants you to be happy. God don't want us to expect when His return is going to happen. It's going to happen. We hear what's happening in Israel, and that's another story I've had people ask me about. The Gaza and all that, you know, the Palestine, there we go again, the peace treaties being broke. We already knew that was going to happen. It's biblical. It's going to happen. He's coming back, folks. He is. We just got to be what? God ready. We've got to be ready for Him. But in the meantime, He wants us to be happy with your husbands, wives, fiancés, significant others, being, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it may be. Just being with them, having happiness, enjoy what life, like I always say, enjoy your life. Each day is a gift from God. Then when we, as Christians, accept the Father, we Christians, when we get up to heaven, there's going to be a lot of joy. I've got the joy, joy, joy. So when you're down, I will encourage you this. Hum that song. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. See, yeah, that's crazy. No, not really. If you want something to give you an uplift, uplift some Christian songs in your mind or listen to some Christian songs. That's why I haven't been able to get back on the network, but we will on Saturday, hopefully. Get back into doing some more kids programming, because I want these younger kids, our next generation, to know the happiness and that Christ is around. We got a lot of unchurched people out there. We got a lot of people that don't know about Jesus Christ. And it's our job as the Beacon Lighthouse to tell them about Christ. And I need your help. You know, we all need each other's help, whatever creativity. And God, number one, God needs our help. We are all ambassadors for Christ. It's great to have the pastors and associate pastors, and youth pastors, children's church directors. It's great to have all that. But there's also a need for us to go outside of our walls of churches and et cetera to be the Beacon Lighthouse. And starting it off with kindness, I had a guy tell me the other day, said, you know, I was going to try to tell somebody about Jesus, but I was scared. I pulled him across. I said, hey, don't be scared. Just throw out the bread or bird seed, little bits at a time. And you work on the person. You work on the individual and you pray. And I told him, I said, you know, you pray an intercessory prayer. It's so important. And it is, guys. So there's several things I know that God wants us to do. Enjoy life, joy our families, joy our kids, if you have kids. And enjoy enduring and learning. We're always going to learn things about God, new things. We're, you know, pastors, they can read the Bible from Genesis to Revelations. I've done that. We all have. But you know what? There's still lots to learn. In fact, I've mentioned it before. The late Billy Graham said he still was learning things about the Bible. And you do. And you know what? When you indulge on each scripture verse, it's like it's dissecting and you're learning more and more and more and more and more. So I encourage you, please remember the difference between happiness and joy. Now, joy real quickly about joy. When I told you the differences between that happiness and joy, just remember that the joy is inside of you. You just got to let it out of the closet. It's kind of like a personality. I didn't realize, well, I knew I had my personality inside of me. I let it out too late. But in the long run, it's paying off really good. Here's the best scenario I can tell you before I play this song on Coffee Talk with CA. Just be you, be yourself, be the arms and the feet for Jesus, and love people. That's what this whole world needs, and we know it, okay? All right, enough rambling about that, because sometimes I will get rambling. Okay, before we close out Coffee Talk with CA, we got a Stephen Curtis Chapman song for you. You know what? Stephen Curtis Chapman, he had just hit that song just right, the nail on the head, we should say. And it is. It's all about love. And I want you to remember that, and definitely about the happiness and joy, the separation difference between the two. Well, let's lead off in prayer. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for listening to Coffee Talk with CA. Again, I'm CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, your biblical teacher, your independent clergy, and your encourager. We're here to encourage you. One more time before I forget, as I always do, email me questions, comments, suggestions. Hey, see, I got prayer requests, or put them on my comment page. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Mornings, and put the brew in like coffee brew. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, go to the Facebook page. Guys, I can't tell you enough. Like us on Facebook, because we're going to be doing more live cast, okay? There's going to be a lot more we're going to be doing. I got special guests that's still coming on. I'm trying to connect with a few of them when I can. So stay tuned for all that. I hope you like the loft. If you didn't get a chance to hear the loft on the Word of the Day and his testimony, go back to my Facebook page on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Scroll down. You'll find him. The interview I did with the loft, okay? All right, everybody, take care of yourself. Have a good Tuesday. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you. We just ask for your forgiveness. Let us have a great day. Be with us, guide us, watch over and protect us. In Christ's name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. All right, guys, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. Getting ready to leave Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth, Texas. Y'all have a great day, and we will talk to you later. Bye for now.